you just heard I by Aphex Twin. Before that was Skater by Fortet off of their new album 3. Before that was Follow the Light by Broadcast, and that is a song that I think was released for the Eclipse, I'm pretty sure. I like it though. It makes me feel like I'm being abducted by aliens. Before that was Discotheque by the Jesus and Mary Chain off of their new album Glasgow Eyes, which I normally like the Jesus and Mary Chain. I do have to say I did not like this album that much, but I thought Discotheque was really good. I thought it was fun. I don't know. It was very energetic and that was nice. Listen to the album in your own time. Form your own opinion. Before that was Poppy Fields by Eric Hilton. That was a single from him that was released recently. All of this last set was new music. And then before that was Fuyugo by Hiromu Hasano and Yuma Abe. And that is all I have music-wise for you. Really quick, though, I'm going to talk to you about some French waiters. Foreign stereotypes of French restaurants tend to paint service as slow, but hordes of Parisian waiters proved just the opposite this weekend as they hurtled down the streets of the capital with full trays in hand. Thousands of spectators gathered to watch more than 200 servers compete in Sunday's Course des Cafés, the newly revived version of a century-old race. Waiters and waitresses traversed a 1.2-mile loop starting and ending at City Hall, suited up in traditional crisp white shirts, black trousers, neatly tied aprons, and in some cases, bow ties. They each carried a tray loaded with a croissant, a full water glass, and an empty coffee cup. The goal? Cross the finish line as quickly as possible without running, spilling, or carrying the tray with two hands at the same time. Judges at the finish line inspected contestants' trays, docking points for sloshed water, broken dishes, and empty glasses, according to the New York Times, which reported that most people finished in under 20 minutes. Men's winner Sammy Lemieux finished in 13 minutes and 30 seconds, while women's winner Pauline Van Wymersch clocked in at 14 minutes and 12 seconds. And that was brought to you by NPR. Moving on to weather, we have, oh my gosh, you guys, it's gonna be kind of warm, a little bit, a tiny bit. Let's see, today the high is 48 with a low of 31, tomorrow, the weather app is saying it's partly cloudy, but fingers crossed it won't be, so we will be able to see the eclipse. But the high is 56, low of 32. Tuesday is going to be so sunny and beautiful with a high of 57 and low of 38. The rest of the week will be fairly warm. I'm seeing highs in the 50s and 60s, which is so exciting. But it is going to be rainy and cloudy. But I think there will still be time to get outside, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Now I'm going to talk to you about movies. Do you enjoy practicing self-care? Do you also enjoy watching movies? Have you ever thought of putting the two together? Probably not. Although movie watching is widely regarded as a pastime hobby, watching movies may also be a form of self-betterment. According to California State University Northridge, watching movies can boost your mood, improve mental health, and support mental focus. So the next time you've had a tough day of work or classes, consider heading down to Merrill's Roxy Theater in downtown Burlington. You'll support a local business, and your brain will thank you. This message has been brought to you by your letterbox-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. The time is currently 12:07 a.m., Sunday, April 7th. And that's all I have for you guys. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
changes. I feel the axis tilting slowly.